What are you? I've never seen something like you before. Wait, where am I? The readings show that the air is breathable, at least, and with you here, I suppose it is. Doesn't mean there aren't bacteria or viruses hanging around outside. Jones, are you okay?
We were starting to worry about you there. Don't worry, he is stable.
You both were unconscious for hours. Tyler and Adrian set up a shielded tent while we tried to get you up.
Hey, I see you met Frosty.
Frosty? Where did you... I can't move my leg.
You had a pretty large gash in your knee.
Hey, don't worry, okay? We'll be here to help you. Together.
Together.
You were lucky to get out of there. Hold still. This stimulus pack should numb any pain and should heal and cauterize any of your other wounds quickly. We gave you some oxycodone and stitched up your leg wound. Just try not to put too much pressure on it. It should heal within a few days.
Thank you, Dr. Parker. So, where are we? What happened?
I think it's best if you see for yourself.
Are you okay to be lifted?
I think so.
One.
Two.
Three.
Here, Jam.
Don't worry. I've got you. Open the first blast door.
Primary seal opening. Shield lowering.
Now close it.
Entry door sealed.
Are you ready?
What is it?
Main door opening in 3, 2, 1. Scanning for contaminants. Sterilization commencing. No contaminants detected. Clear for entry.
How did you guys manage to set this up?
Thankfully, there was a lot of equipment that we could salvage. The ship is still in one piece. Mostly, anyway.
Mr. Jones! Hey, it's okay. We're here.
Where are we?
We set up an outpost just outside of the crash site.
The ship.
No contaminants detected. Clear for entry.
Well, I just finished gathering up the rest of what I could salvage. Wasn't much, though.
What?
Jones!
Wait!
Hey, watch it, you idiot!
Don't let him open the door!
Primary seal opening.
No, no, no.
Shield lowering.
No, 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 I can't, can't.
Entry door sealed.
We have to get back here.
Damn it. No!
Main
get
door
back.
Opening in 3.
It's gone. No! It's gone.
Get a hold of yourself, man! Are you insane? You went outside without a ventilator. We have no idea what viruses are in the air.
Oh, what does it matter? My ship. Our ship. It's gone.
Get a hold of yourself.
My lifelong work.
The ship is still functional. We just need to repair it. A lot.
Scanning for contaminants. Sterilization commencing. No contaminants detected. Clear for entry.
Are you insane? The ship is fine, you dipshit!
Mr. Jones, we can... I mean, we are going to fix this ship, but we need your help. The lower two decks are gone.
I'm no architect, but I would suggest creating a new set of blueprints for the ship and figuring out what we need to collect.
I agree. Rebecca, could you hand me that holopad over there?
Sure.
From what I'm able to scan, this planet is rich in so many different metal and non-metal elements. The basics are here, like iron, copper, and aluminum.
And that's exactly what we need. You're right. We can't just sit here moping.
I actually think you were the one who was... Hey!
Shh! Where do we start?
We have two missions at stake. We are to study the planet to discover if it is suitable for life, and now to fix our ship.
In case none of you have noticed, Sarah and Delta Squad are gone. The only equipment we have is a scout jeep, two ATVs, a handful of ammunition, and very little food. How the hell do you expect us to survive this? This is all your fault, Wildenson. If it weren't for your garbage flying, we wouldn't be in this mess.
Unless you want to volunteer to go and do all the work yourself, I suggest you shut the hell up and start working with us, not against us.
That's what you'd like.
Adrian's right, no matter how much of a meathead he is about it. We can't sit around. There are lives at stake, and not just ours. I think the best thing we can do right now is split up and cover more ground.
You're right, Alexander.
Okay, look, there's no reason we can't work on all three of these things at once.
I propose we assign small teams of 1 to 2 people per task.
Right, I can go out and study the animal life and see if...
Jan, I think it's in the best interest if you...
That I what, stay here and do nothing? Like hell I will, you all don't know what's out there.
And you do?
No, but I know how to study them.
But Jan, your leg. This isn't about who's right and who's wrong. You can't go out there by yourself.
Tyler, how many times do I have to tell you? I don't need someone telling me what I can and cannot do. This is my father's life. I didn't just come here not to study all the living...
I think you should stay too. We just...
What?
We're concerned for your safety, that's all. I don't want anything to happen to you.
You're right. All right. Well... I can stay here and continue trying to scan as much about the planet as I can. How are you to travel, Jones?
I am all right. Physically, at least.
Then I think if you and Tyler could assess the damage of the ship and...
I don't mean to be rude, but I think Rebecca is a much better choice to go with him.
And why is that?
Well, she is an engineer, and it only makes sense for the engineering team to create the new blueprints.
But Rebecca can't go out.
Why not? You don't think I can take care of myself, huh?
That's not what I meant at all.
She will be safe with me, Jan. I need her help. I cannot complete this task on my own.
Smith, I think...
Look, I don't really care what you think. This is how I see it, okay? While those two are out, I'm going to go find the other wreckage and see if Delta Squad, is still alive.
Totally not what I was going to suggest. Fine. We'll go out and search, but I need a weapon.
Yeah.
I guess that leaves Dr. Parker and Alexander?
We'll go look for food and water.
I guess I will stay inside while you all go out and have fun.
Jan, you know it's not like...
I don't want to hear it.
All right, everyone. Gear up, drink water, eat. Do what you gotta do before we leave. There's no guarantee we will have food and water available to drink. Grab a communicator. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Here, take this communicator. You'll be able to tune into everyone's frequencies.
I know how it works.
Jan, I didn't mean to cut you off or put you in a position of being inside. I just don't want anything happening to you.
No, you're right. No need to apologize.
Hey, that wound should heal soon. As soon as it does, we can go out and study together.
What exactly do you mean, study together?
I meant study, and I'll drive you around.
Hey, quit flirting. Let's get going.
You heard the man. Get going.
Whatever.
And, what's with the little rat thing? Is he from here?
You don't want to hear it. Be safe, Jan. Let us know if you need anything.
Yeah. You too, Ty. Be careful out there.
Hold on tight now, Rebecca. What's the matter?
No one believes in me.
Now you know that's not true. I believe in you. I know you can make a difference for us. Remember, you are important.
Yeah. Let's just go.
Right, now, how do I turn this contraption on? Let's see here. Get off.
Excuse me?
Get off. Now, how did you learn to-
Grew up in the desert? What'd you expect? Now, let's head for that lakeside. Hold on to your ass.
Ever used one of these before? I know you dropped out of the Corps and,
Oh, be quiet. Yes, I know how to use one of these.
Welcome aboard Smith Safari Alien Tours. Please keep all hands, arms, and feet inside the Jeep at all times. And, please watch your kids.
Just get going.
My suit survived. Actually, the wreckage doesn't look too bad. Wait. This is just the end of the ship? Holy shit. Sarah! I can't stand. My legs. Oh, shit. Sarah, you're gonna be fine. Shit. Hold on, Sarah.
Find a distress beacon and
wake up! It's going to be okay! I can't remove that or else you'll die. But I can stop the bleeding. Sarah, please wake up! Sarah!